Overall, when you're diagnosing a developing squalene or you're anticipating one develop, in the environment it's going to form or move into, you're looking for increased baroclinicity or thermal differences, steeper mid-level lapse rates, higher mixed layer cape values, and rich low-level moisture. In addition, of course, to a favorable shear profile. For development of rear inflow jets or mesoscale convective vortices, which can lead to locally more significant winds, maybe 70, 80, 90 miles per hour, and the impacts associated with them, you look for stronger deep layer and low layer shear and stronger cold pools and more streamwise vorticity that can be oriented into the updraft.